Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and I'm talking today with Timothy Seward. Timothy is going to be a faculty member at System Seminar 2010 in Chicago, April 9th and April 11th. And the purpose of this call is to educate you. Whether you can come to System Seminar 2010 or not, fine with us either way, but we would like to share some cutting-edge and very strong fundamental foundational material on Internet marketing, not only on this call, but on all these calls. You're going to, in particular, want to listen to this one all the way through, because at the very end, Timothy's going to offer something pretty valuable to everybody who's on the call for free. We're going to cover some really interesting stuff on this call. We're going to get into AdWords fundamentals. We're going to talk about, you know, what is AdWords and pay-per-click, what are the advantages, what are the disadvantages, which is important to know, the biggest mistakes people make with their pay-per-click campaigns. We're also going to talk about overlooked resources. So a lot of things you can do to improve your AdWords and pay-per-click campaigns that really aren't that difficult. And then we're going to talk about the importance of making sure that your website is doing something, and we're going to get into the details of what that is in a second when we get to it. And then we're also going to talk about some ways you can boost your performance, meaning your conversion, your sales, your profits, right now. In other words, material that you can take from this call and immediately apply. So, Timothy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to System 2010.
And Timothy's company is ROI Revolution, and I forget how long you guys have been in business.
Sure. I started running my first pay-per-click campaigns 2 months after Google launched their pay-per-click model. They launched in February of 2002. I ran my first pay-per-click ads in April of 2002 and then ran them for clients starting in June of 2002. So we're coming up on 8 years.
And you're a Google certified service provider or consultant in this field?
Yes, sir. We actually have a number of partnerships with Google. We are an AdWords qualified company. We're one of the first 7 analytics authorized consulting firms in the world. We were in the opening class in August of 2005 at the Googleplex for the start of their analytics consulting partnership. About a year and a half later, we were invited to become one of the first 5 partners in the world on Website Optimizer, and that's where I was able to hook up Trevor Claiborne with you, and then previous to that, another gentleman from Google. And so, we're very deeply connected with people at Google, and it's just a great company.
And so people come to you who are using pay-per-click, and they want someone to help them optimize their campaigns and advise them and even manage their campaigns. And how many companies are you doing this for now?
Sure. So we're up to a little more than 70, and mm-hmm. our clients are in probably 30, 40 different businesses, all types from selling products online through an e-commerce shopping cart to folks that do lead generation. And our customers are spread out among 5 countries, including, Canada and the U.S.
Great. And the typical, and I realize you don't have a typical customer because you really have a wide variety of groups that you work with, but what's the range of monthly ad buy? How much are people spending on their campaigns that you're working with?
Sure. Really anywhere from, a few $1,000s a month to we've got one client that's a little over $500,000 a month on pay-per-click advertising. So it's all over the board. Our median client is spending somewhere in the $5,000 to $25,000 a month range.
Got it. So for our listeners, I hope you're getting a sense that Timothy's got more than better than average, let's say, to put it mildly, experience in the AdWords arena, working closely with Google, being involved with AdWords since practically the beginning, working with dozens of clients, and managing lots and lots of pay-per-click ad buys. Of course, Google AdWords is the most, the biggest and the most successful pay-per-click program. There are other ones, and Yahoo and MSN.
Sure.
And you advise your clients on that as well?
Yeah, we run our clients' campaigns. Typically, when they're first getting started, we'll work exclusively with Google because Google has the best testing engine I think ever created by, you know, man, really. It sounds like I'm exaggerating, but really, I mean, they really, really do have a phenomenal system. And so we focus on getting our clients as profitable as they can be on Google AdWords first. And then after a number of months, when their Google account is really fine-tuned, then it makes sense to add some more traffic through Yahoo and then later through MSN. So the first tackle, focus is on Google AdWords for our clients.
Okay, great. And we're going to start with some fundamental stuff, and then so this will be of great interest to people that are looking into using pay-per-click advertising, or maybe already doing some and wanting to get better. I do think also that there are probably some people on this call that are spending pretty significant amounts of money on AdWords that are going to learn some things that I think will make the money on this call right away. So we're going to start with the basics, though, first.
Sure.
I'm going to assume that most people know what pay-per-click advertising is, but maybe we could start out by talking about the advantages of using it. Why would anybody bother?
Sure. So just real briefly, since, again, like you said, most people are probably very familiar with it. The advantages of pay-per-click advertising is you can pay per visit. So I had a merchant who later became a marketer online that said, if I could have ever gotten, when I owned my retail stores, gotten the newspaper to charge me per visit for every person that came into my store. They didn't have to buy anything, but as long as they at least visited my store, because, in his mind, he could convert them into customers, that, he would have done a lot more newspaper advertising. So with pay-per-click, whether it's Google, Yahoo, or MSN, you're only paying when someone actually clicks through an ad and then actually lands on your website. So that's the first advantage. The second is that it can be very, very targeted traffic to your website in the same way that the Yellow Pages can. It's much more targeted than the newspaper or even a radio station. The Internet, the pay-per-click marketing, can be very, very targeted to be essentially predisposed to wanting to do business with a company like yours because, after all, they're searching on it. So this is great for new customer acquisition. And then the third advantage is, and I think this is probably one of the best advantages that plays into folks that are coming to the system seminar or that will someday come to the system seminar, is the ability to start small, to test, to perfect, and then as long as your market is big enough to be able to scale it.
Absolutely, and this is a theme that we really can't talk about too much because it's so important, which is that one of the beauties of pay-per-click advertising, but also Internet marketing in general when it's done right and direct marketing in general when it's done right, is there's never any need to bet the farm on a single business idea. One of the beauties of this form of marketing and advertising is you can, for very modest amounts of money, find out if something has the potential to be a viable business or not. And you can find out pretty quickly, and you can find out pretty affordably. And this is in some ways, a very simple idea, but it's also a radical idea because still the typical model for business creation is you come up with one idea, you go and raise a bunch of money or you take your savings, and you just sort of throw all your money, time, and effort at this one idea, and you sit back, and it can take weeks, months, or even a year or two to discover, A, yes, your hunch was right, this is a viable business, or, unfortunately, more likely, B, gee, this was not exactly a viable idea after all. And the tragedy of that approach is you've blown significant amounts of time, energy, money, hope. But fortunately, this is the way business is done by the vast majority of people. And thanks to the internet and thanks to the direct marketing model and thanks specifically to pay-per-click, you just simply don't have to take those kinds of risks anymore. You can set up a little shop, buy your traffic, see how people interact with the offer, and you'll know pretty quickly whether you're on the right road or not. And, of course, if you're not on the right road, you can adjust, and that's where testing comes in. And earlier in the call, Timothy referred to the Google testing suite, which really is a miracle of modern commerce, something you'll want to take advantage of. So great. So those are some advantages to AdWords. How about disadvantages? Because everybody's always talking about the blue sky of
sure.
aspect of everything. How about the downside?
Sure, absolutely. So first of all, pay-per-click advertising is not a customer retention medium. It's not very typically used that way. So for customer retention, there are other media, email marketing, direct mail. If it's a large enough company, and especially if it deals with consumers, then radio and TV is a great way to keep, reminding people of your company. Print, whether you're, selling business to business or business to consumer, is a great way. Printed newsletter, great way to keep customers engaged with you. So number one, it's not a customer retention medium. And number two, it's not a silver bullet. It won't work for every business. Probably not going to be a great new client acquisition strategy for a local, candy store in the mall, or some local one-off home, non-franchise sub shop in a local area. So it's not for every business, and not every business is in a market that has a large addressable market. So there are a number of technical niches or business-to-business niches where there might only be 1,000 buyers in the whole world for a specific water plant treatment, very expensive system. So as far as, customer acquisition, you've got to be in a situation where people are either searching on that type of product or service, or they are reading blogs and forums. And if you have a super small market, it's not going to be the silver bullet for that.
Gotcha. So you're looking for, in order to use pay-per-click profitably, you want to make sure there's, sufficient traffic, and that you can serve lots of people, that you're not too localized. And this is almost the model for a good direct marketing business too. It's a good way to acquire customers, given that all the other parameters are right. But it's not a good way to hold on to existing customers. In that case, you said you want to go do things like direct mail or email marketing or things that are much more targeted.
Absolutely.
I would say have you finished talking about the downsides or the disadvantages?
Yeah.
I would say there's one other one, and it's not necessarily a downside, but it's just a sort of a reality.
Sure.
If you're going to be involved in pay-per-click advertising, if it makes sense, and Timothy's giving you the parameters in which it does make sense, one of the things that is essential for making pay-per-click advertising is the willingness to continuously track your results. And not every business person, for whatever reason, is geared to or willing to do that. And I don't know what you think about this, but I would say if you're not willing to check stats and track things, probably pay-per-click isn't going to work for you unless you can find someone who will do it for you.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, that was, you promised earlier in the call, we talk about some of the mistakes that new people make with respect to pay-per-click advertising. That's actually the number one thing that I talk about and have on my list, which is not measuring conversions. So, tracking actions which make you money and feeding that back through a data loop, feeding that back to you so that you can essentially pay for more actions which make you money and less, to none that don't make you money. That's really, really critical.
Great. So we can transition to that, this next section, which is the mistakes that people make. So it's not just a matter of buying targeted traffic, which is in itself is pretty amazing for reasons that we talked about earlier. The beauty of this is that you can buy targeted traffic and track the results and see very transparently what's working and what's not working. And then you also have the ability, of course, to, if something is marginally working, to try different variations and maybe take something that's marginal and make it profitable. Which I'm sure you've seen over and over again. Business might have an idea that's breaking even or maybe making a small loss, and simply by tweaking conversion processes, improving ads, improving landing pages, suddenly business. We did an interview just the other day with Greg Davis, who will be on the faculty as well, and he had a campaign that was losing about $100 a day, and he got some insight by talking with somebody who's seen a lot of different campaigns, and he was able to not only make that profitable, but make it immensely profitable. Same business, same basic offer, just an enhanced conversion process. But you can only get that if you're going to do your tracking.
Absolutely, yeah. You've got to track the actions that make you the most money, or that make you money, period, and do more of those. Yeah, measuring conversions, some of them might say, well, what's a conversion? A conversion is when something happens on your website that's valuable to you. So if you're selling products, it's when people check out and they get the final receipt page, when people opt in through your lead generation website. It's the process of people getting to the thank you page. They can only get to that page after they fill out the form to request your irresistible offer. So, just measuring that is important. And I still run into people, because one of the things we do is an AdWords account audit that we offer advertisers. And we still run into maybe one out of 15 or so where they're not tracking conversions at all. They're just saying, okay, well, I got 300 visits to my website yesterday from pay-per-click marketing, but they're not tracking where they're making the money. So that would be really the first, if we want to transition in that, kind of the biggest mistakes that I see people make. That would be the first one. I've got two more to keep it straight up. The second one that I see the most often is poor account organization. And the background behind that is the most time-consuming aspect of pay-per-click advertising is the way that the keywords are organized. It's the way that the ad copy centers around those particular keywords within an ad group. The most basic yet fundamental notion of an ad group is that the keywords in the ad group only trigger ads which are in that particular ad group. So what I see beginners do is that they'll either stuff their ad groups with too many unrelated keywords, or they will have a really weak ad copy that doesn't contain the actual keywords. The principle being that the closer your ad copy is to the keywords to reflect that the intent of that keyword search, the higher your click-through rate will be, and the higher your conversion rate will be. And you might say, well, why is it important to have a high click-through rate? The way that the pay-per-click engines decide relevancy and therefore decide cost is based primarily on click-through rate. When you have a high click-through rate, you'll get a higher quality score, you'll get a lower cost, and ultimately greater payoff for your efforts, because you'll have a real match to the keyword phrase that the user types in, and then they see your ad, and it really, you know, it really matches with that. And then so they're intrigued, and so they click on your ad, and then your ad is taking them to a page that's very aligned with that keyword, with the ad text. So everything is aligned. You have what some marketers call a message-to-market match.
Mm-hmm.
So by having great account organizations, tight ad groups with, you know, maybe 10, 15, maybe no more than 20 keywords, you're going to get a lower cost and higher higher click-through rates, and ultimately, again, a greater payoff for your efforts.
Gotcha. And the only way to harvest that benefit is to be, you know, somewhat organized, which kind of goes back and is related to the tracking issue. You either need to personally or be working with somebody who takes a very systematic approach to all this, and that's where the benefits flow from. There's nothing intrinsically magic, you know, about any of this. But if there is a magic in it, it's the fact that you can buy targeted traffic and you can track results. And I guess it boils down to do more of what works and stop doing what doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, the real takeaway is it's better. I mean, if you want to sort of something you can do right now, it's better to have 10 ad groups with 10 keywords each in it than to have one ad group with 100 loosely related keywords. So that would be the second. The third is not separating out your search campaigns from your content campaigns. So within Google, there are two different types of advertising you can conduct, not only with Google but with the other major pay-per-click engines. So one is search, and with search, your ad is only shown when someone actively searches for your keywords. So they'll go to google.com, type in your keywords, and then your ad is displayed. With the content network, the search engine examines all the keywords within your ad group to determine the theme of that ad group, and then Google places your ads on a web page with content related to the theme of that ad group. So essentially, if you're selling, name any type of product, say plastic injection molding, in addition to showing up on sites, on a search page, when people type those keywords in, you'll also show up when there are articles about plastic injection molding. You can essentially connect people with what you have to offer when they're reading either an article on the web, or they're in a blog, reading a blog post, or in a user's forum, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the principle here is that because there are very different ways that the keywords within your ad group trigger those search or those content ads to be shown, and there's a very different user intent. In other words, with search, people are actively searching and looking for you, kind of like the yellow pages, whereas in content, they're passively reading an article, and that would be more related to like the newspaper. Then what we recommend, and also Google recommends, is that you should separate out your content and your search campaigns. So that you can essentially take advantage of the different user intent. There's also different keyword matching types. The matching types are different with what you'll focus on search. You'll use what's called broad phrase and exact matching. On the content network, you'll use broad matching. I guess I'm getting probably a little bit too technical at this point, but to really bring it home for someone that's a beginner, really I recommend you start only with search, And once you fine-tune your keywords, your ad copy, your landing pages, and you're making money with Google Search, then to get more traffic and to expand the reach of your marketing, then start to consider either additional engines like we talked about earlier, like Yahoo or MSN, or turn over to the Google Content Network to further the reach of your accounts. So not measuring conversions, poor account organization, and not separating out search and content campaigns are the three of the biggest mistakes that we see newcomers make with respect to pay-per-click.
Gotcha. And this all goes back to the theme of how essential tracking is, and also the fact that this is so important. If you go about it in the correct sequence, you can limit your risk tremendously. You know, you can start with, you know, for instance, just Google AdWords. You can start with just search. You can start with a handful of keywords that you're able to keep on top of, limiting your risk, and as you improve your campaign, then expanding it. You know, expanding it to other pay-per-click networks. Expanding it to the content network, and this is, you know, this is, if there is a magic here, that this is where the magic is, being able to test very inexpensively. Great. Well, let's talk about some overlooked resources for people that want to either get into pay-per-click advertising and want to test it for their business, or maybe people that are already doing it, maybe they're already spending considerable money. What are some resources people can draw on to improve their campaigns and improve their effectiveness?
Sure. Well, of course, for folks that are listening to this call, it makes sense for them to be able to access all of the free interviews and resources that you make available to people that that want to learn more about this. So that's a no-brainer, and obviously if you're listening to this, you're already in the right place. So that's number one. Number two, whether you're a beginner or whether you're intermediate with pay-per-click, I would highly recommend that you read any of the three most current books on AdWords. One is Perry Marshall and Brian Todd's book that just came out in the second edition, Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords. Number two, and he's obviously a system seminar long-time presenter and attendee and that type of thing. Howie Jacobson, has the contract and wrote now in the second edition, AdWords for Dummies, which really is not a dummies book. It's actually a little more advanced, and it's actually very, very well written. I like both Perry and Howie's writing style, and we actually contributed the whole chapter in Howie's book on analytics. So full disclosure there. But even if we hadn't, it's really a great book, and it's very well written and helpful. Andrew Goodman has also a second edition out. All three of these authors came out with a second edition in the last 12 months. And Andrew Goodman has a book called Winning Results with Google AdWords. So really, if you're a brand new beginner or if you're intermediate and you just want to fine-tune your skills, you really can't go wrong by getting any of those three books to learn more about pay-per-click advertising. And then once you get the basics through those books, then if you get stuck on something, the Google AdWords Help Center, and this is, of course, for AdWords, is actually really very well detailed and will help explain things, maybe some terminology that you're unclear about, or just basically get you out of the jam when you need it. So it's kind of an overlooked resource, but the AdWords Help Center is actually very, very, very well done. So I'd recommend that as the third option. And then lastly, we have our AdWords Academy online training course that we offer on our company's website, which is ROIRevolution.com. It's We have it priced very, very affordably at $97. It's a three-course series. Each training section is 90 minutes, including Q&A that we've recorded. And then we have a fourth, a bonus session. And beyond that, actually, and I think this is our first opportunity to really announce it, anyone that actually comes to the system seminar, we're going to give that whole course to them for free, just for attending the system seminar. So those are the four things that I think people could really get into to learn more about pay-per-click advertising and doing it very, very well for their business.
Great. So bottom line is this is a field where knowledge really pays very rich dividends. And fortunately, there's a lot of excellent information that's available either for free or at very, very reasonable cost. So if you're already involved in pay-per-click advertising, you probably know some of these resources. I would encourage you to carve out some regular time to continue to advance your knowledge, because it will pay. And if you're someone that's looking to go into AdWords, just realize it's an ongoing learning experience. And however, it's a very lucrative learning experience. You know, the better you get at this, the more knowledgeable you are, the better your results are going to be. So lots of good material available between Carrie's book and Howie's book and Andrew's book and the Google resources and ROI Revolutions course. I mean, just anything you would need to build a strong, solid foundation in this exists. Well, great. So we've covered some of the advantages of looking at pay-per-click advertising. We've talked about some of the pitfalls. We've got into detail about the big mistakes that people make over and over. We've talked about now some resources that people can and I really recommend should use. What are some things people can do right now who have campaigns running to boost their results? I mean, literally right now, like as soon as this call is over, put the phone down and start, you know, improving profitability.
Absolutely. Well, great. So the first thing that I would recommend is that they start split testing ads within their pay-per-click accounts if they're not already doing this. So as an example, we did a one of our AdWords accounts audits that I mentioned earlier with a larger advertiser, an e-commerce advertiser. He had two ads in his campaign, in one of his ad groups rather, but he wasn't actually doing anything with the data. So when we looked into it, we found out that one of the ads had essentially over the last 90 days had that ad been declared the winner, and then a new challenger written. Had he done that, he would have actually gained, just by doing the math, we could see he would have gained almost $50,000 in additional revenue. So essentially, by not studying the ads, first of all, not split testing ads, having two ads running competing, you know, challenger and champion, and so he actually did that. But I see people that don't even split test ads; they have one ad in their ad group and they just kind of let it run. They don't try to improve it or make it better by running an alternate ad that. They can track data. But then secondly, again, taking action on it, had he taken action on it, he wouldn't have lost, in this particular case, $50,000 worth of revenue in a single quarter for this particular advertiser. So again, first thing I do is start split testing ads. The second thing that I do is I would make sure that I added negative keywords to my pay-per-click accounts. So a negative keyword is a keyword that you don't want people to land on your ad with when they do a search on Google. So as an example, I have a friend of mine that is the analytics evangelist at Google, and he told me of a fella that was selling nightstands online, bedroom nightstands, oak, mahogany, you know, cherry nightstands, two drawer, three drawer nightstands. And he went to my friend and he said, you know, he said, I'm getting a lot of traffic from my pay-per-click advertising. He says, I just can't figure out why it's not making any money. I'm just barely breaking even, getting tons of traffic, but not making any money. And so my friend looked at his search queries and found out that 50% of the traffic was coming from people that were actually typing in the phrase one night stand.
Oh.
Instead of, you know, nightstands or, you know, two drawer nightstands or whatever. So just by making the word one, O-N-E, a negative keyword in his account, so he did that, you know, that same day, and like within 24 hours he went from breaking even to actually making money because the addition of that one negative keyword filtered out the traffic that wasn't applicable, that wasn't converting. So that's a really dramatic example. I don't see those super dramatic examples anymore. That was about 3 years ago. But I do see minor examples of people that are getting, you know, queries and therefore they're getting clicks to their ads that are costing them money from keyword phrases that don't make sense, and they're not filtering them out so they don't have negative keywords in their account. So that's the second thing that I do, is make sure you add negative keywords to your pay-per-click accounts so that there's queries that you won't show up for. Because sometimes people just kind of trust, you know, Google or Yahoo or MSN and just kind of click on whatever ad's there without really necessarily reading it that much.
And you pay for it. And you, yeah, as the advertiser, pay for that, yeah.
Absolutely. The third thing that I do is I'd work on my, in this case, your opt-in or your sales page, and then later your sales funnel to maximize conversions. So this is one of the things that I love about the system seminar, is that you're always talking about traffic plus conversion equals profit, and you spend a lot of time, and your speakers spend a lot of time on showing people examples on how to increase your conversion rate. So that's the third thing that I'd work on is testing different strategies, different copy, different button text, different button sizes, different picture placement, different things on your website to increase your either your opt-ins if you're doing lead generation, or your purchases if you operate an e-commerce website. So those are the three things that I'd like to offer right now that people can do to immediately boost their response rates and their profits.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And, of course, for all this to work, you want to design your web pages in such a way that they lead to measurable actions, either a lead being generated or a sale being completed, something that you can measure and trace to an actual profitable event. And this is kind of a different way of thinking for a lot of people that put up websites. A lot of folks are still in the, you know, the informational approach to the web. They'll just put sort of information out there, which is perfectly fine. But when you're buying traffic, it's very important to have measurable actions that lead in one way or another to a sale, either an actual lead generation page, an opt-in page, or a sales page. We're running up to the end of our hour, so let's cover something really important, which is you're offering something for free to everyone who listens to this call. Can you tell us a little a bit about what it is and how they can get it?
Sure, absolutely. So we've got a 16-page guide that we publish called 50 Ways to Make Your AdWords Advertising Drive More Response and More Profit. And it's a full-color 16-page pocket guide or a desk reference that this is not a PDF download. This is an actual printed, you know, product, kind of unusual in today's day and age. But something that we'd be happy to mail out to you. Just tell us where to send it. We cover the shipping and for folks that are within the United States and Canada, and then if you're in other parts of the world, we ask you to just cover the shipping. But again, if you're in the United States or Canada, We'll just mail this to you for free. So it's essentially our 50 best secret strategies and tips on how to make more money with your Google advertising. So in it, we cover ad writing and optimization strategies. We cover cost-cutting tips. We have a number of account structure and setup strategies, campaign settings, bidding, account analysis and reporting. And, it's a fun little guide. We hired a cartoonist through Elance and have some fun cartoons in there. So it's not just all dry, boring, you know, information. Just try to make it interesting and fun. And
great. How can people get it?
Sure. So just go to www.roirevolution.com/freeguide, FREEGUIDE, and that's all they need to type in, and all I have to do is once you get there, just tell us where to send it, fill out the form, and click the button, send my booklet, and then we'll be, again, happy to mail that to people.
Great. So, again, that's www.roirevolution.com/free booklet?
Yeah, free guide.
Free guide. And then once you get to that page, it will be obvious what to do. Free if you live in the United States, and if you live outside the U.S. postal system, there'll be a small charge just to cover the extra expense. Well, great. Timothy, thanks for the time, as always. Thanks for joining us. This is your third year as a System Seminar faculty member, the third consecutive year. And we appreciate you coming because you have such, you know, obviously, I think from people listening to this call, you know, as I said in the beginning, better than average understanding of this important medium. Pay-per-click is one of the things that differentiates Internet marketing and Internet advertising from all other mediums. It's a very powerful weapon when it's used correctly. And fortunately, there's a lot of great resources out there, some free, some low cost. And then if you get to the point where you're generating a pretty significant amount of traffic, you can contact people like Timothy and ROI Revolution to actually help you manage your campaigns. So it's one of the exciting things about the Internet, and it remains one of the most important skills to learn. And even if you're not aspiring to get the lion's share of your traffic from pay-per-click, maybe it doesn't work for your particular industry, it still is a good thing to learn because it's a great, fast, cheap, efficient way to test marketing ideas, advertising messages, and even entire business ideas. So Timothy will be joining us at System Seminar 2010 in Chicago. That's April 9th through 11th. And our faculty will include Timothy Seward, Greg Davis, who buys lots of traffic. It's not unusual for him to spend $50,000 on traffic in a given day. He works his own account. He specializes in mass market, high traffic type of offers. And we're also going to have Ben Moskal, who's sort of the other side of the extreme. Ben specializes in one niche, the credit and financial services niche. The clicks that he buys are very expensive. Unlike Greg's clicks tend to be very inexpensive because there's some mass interest items, whereas there's a lot of competition in the financial field. So Ben has great experience in really tracking things, as does Greg and as does Timothy, but they're all looking at it from a different angle. So I think, you know, from a point of view of actual traffic acquisition and then, of course, you know, monitor and tracking and testing, we've got the best faculty we've ever had in all of our years of doing these seminars. And then on the conversion side, we have two super veterans of the direct marketing world. Drayton Bird from the UK, who has a 40-plus year career doing direct marketing. Yeah, it's really, really significant. Long story short, Drayton created one of the first direct marketing agencies in the UK Within 3 years, it was the biggest in the entire country. And David Ogilvy, who many will recognize as one of the legends of the advertising industry ever, decided that the simplest way to get into the UK market was to buy Drayton's agency, and then Drayton became an active player in Ogilvy Mather. In fact, David Ogilvy had Drayton Bird travel the world to all the 100 plus offices to make sure everybody really understood what direct marketing was. So it's a great opportunity for all of us to get to hear from Drayton. And then we're going to have Bob Bly, another multi-decade veteran, super copywriter, very knowledgeable about direct marketing, a great educator, actually wrote some of the very first books on copywriting for regular entrepreneurs. So, on the traffic side, we're really well covered. On the conversion side and copywriting side, we're really well covered. These are all intensely practical, real-world people. None of them makes their living from just talking about things. They actually write copy. They actually run campaigns. They actually spend clients' money or their own money to generate traffic and track results and build their businesses that way. So that's April 9th through 11th. We only do it once a year in Chicago. And for more information, go to www.thesystemseminar.com. That's www.thesystemseminar.com. And Timothy, thanks so much. I really appreciate, again, the time on this call and your willingness to share so much in such a short period of time and your willingness to join us in Chicago again this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be great. It's always a great time.
Great. Talk to you later then.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you in Chicago. Bye-bye.